In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning. So in the Gospel today, we heard the apostles asking Jesus to increase their faith. And Jesus' response to them was, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could uproot a tree and plant it in the sea. Meaning, he tells the disciples, all you need is a little bit of faith, and you could accomplish things you never thought you could. And then at the end of the Gospel, what do we see? Well, Jesus shows them what a little bit of faith in a person's life can do to that person. That he brought his statement to life. Here was a leper of Samaritan origin, meaning that he was probably not a Jew. And in his own life, a small amount of faith accomplished a big task. The healing of his leprosy. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with leprosy or not, but back then, it was a lifetime disease. There was no cure for it. And eventually, it would cripple an individual because they would start losing limbs. But what does Jesus do? He changes the person's life. He heals his leprosy through the man's small amount of faith. Now, this tiny bit of faith accomplished a lot of things, and that's an important lesson in our own lives. Imagine how we could change the world or our own families or our own lives just by a little bit of faith. And we often think to ourselves, if we just believed, everything would be okay. But what does that mean? What does it mean to just believe? Well, faith is accepting something as true without any visible evidence. Which is very difficult for us as human beings, because we're sensible creatures. We need to touch, we need to see, we need to smell, we need to taste. That we need proof for something to be real. But we can't actually prove faith. We can provide convincing arguments for it, which are pretty difficult to argue against. But we can't actually prove faith, because we can't see it. So there's something very real that the apostles are asking for. Because from a natural point of view that requires evidence, it was struggling with the supernatural that requires one to believe without seeing. So for us, if we want to have faith or more faith, then we must work for it, because our own human nature is working against it. Our own human nature says we can't heal leprosy. It says we can't make the blind see or the deaf hear. Our own human nature says there's a lot of things in our own lives that we can't accomplish, but our faith says there are a lot of things that you can't imagine what you could accomplish with a little bit of faith. So what about all those situations in our everyday lives? Do we have enough faith to conquer them? Or do we allow the doubts that we face to conquer us? With a little bit of faith, those situations could be conquered. But oftentimes what happens is we're led into doubt, or we're led into discouragement, whether it's from our own thoughts or from the thoughts and words of other people. We can think, or we can be told, you'll never overcome this, you can't do it, you're too weak. Insert whatever. And these lies from the evil one can cause us to doubt. They can cause us to lose faith. And so how do we increase that faith within our own lives? Well, firstly, prayer. Faith, hope, charity. There are three virtues that are given to us at our baptism. So we have them already in our souls, just waiting to grow and to be unlocked. And so by praying for the Holy Spirit to come in there to help to nurture, right, with the grace of God, we can grow that faith within our very own lives. But secondly, requires us to act. We have to work for it. Now, the middle passage in between the apostles asking for faith and the leprosy talks about work that's demanded of the servants. And so if we want to increase our faith, then we must work for it. We must persist and persevere through whatever comes at us, no matter how exhausted we are, no matter whatever it is. We have to continue to push through it. Imagine being that hired labor in the gospel. You were out in the fields all day, working in the hot sun, picking the plants, weeding, whatever it is. And then you come inside and all you want is maybe a 5-minute break, maybe some water, maybe whatever, just to take a little rest. And what is demanded of the servant? More than what he was giving. The servant was probably exhausted, and yet the owner was telling him to work more, to go beyond his exhaustion, to go beyond what he thought that he could do. This is what a person with faith does, is they go beyond what they think that they could do. They go beyond their exhaustion and continue to persist and grow in their relationship with God. Because what can happen when we face situations in our lives is they can wear us out. They can tire us down. And we can think, oh Lord, I can't do this anymore. Or I'm just so tired, Lord, not one more thing. And then we get that one more thing. Or we just want to push out of what we're facing because we can't handle it. But with our faith, we can continue to push through. Oftentimes, these things discourage us and they try to set us back. But to the one with faith, they move forward regardless of the outcome. Whether our prayers are answered or not, the person with faith continues to push forward. Because the person with faith understands that no matter the outcome, no matter what the visible evidence is that I can see, whether I received what I asked for or I didn't, that God is still working within our lives. Let me repeat that. God still works regardless of what we can see, regardless of whether our prayers are answered. That's what having faith means, that regardless of what we face in our lives, we continue to grow in our spiritual lives. Because even if we don't see God acting as we would want, we still trust in His providential care that He is working within us and He is continuously guiding us. So the greater faith that's in us, the more impossible things we can accomplish. And the greater faith that's in us, the greater our experience of God here on earth is, but also the greater our experience of God is in heaven. In the gospel, what we heard was 10 out of 10 lepers were healed, 9 out of 10 walked away, but one remained, that the one with faith. Now it may seem this story to contradict everything I just said, that we need to continue to work in our faith because they all got healed, right? But there's something interesting that Jesus says to the one leper, your faith has made you well. That word made you well, right, to heal also means to save. So Jesus says, your faith has saved you, meaning that the leper who returned to Jesus was saved because of his faith. And it also means that what the leper received, that one leper, was greater than the physical healing that the other 9 lepers received. And as a result, this one leper, right, his relationship with God takes on a whole new meaning because he was able to place himself at the feet of Jesus. So 9 focused on the miracle, on the visible evidence. 1 focused on the faith that was present within. And that's what our Lord focused on, the faith that was within the Samaritan and not on the miracles performed. And so what's more important in our lives? The miracles, right, the visible evidences that we see, or the faith that resides within our lives? So this week, as we continue to pray, as we reflect, let's just think about our areas where we lack faith, our areas of doubt or disbelief, our areas of mistrust, Let's pray for an outpouring of the grace of faith, but let's also continue to remain steadfast and increase our prayer so that our faith may ultimately be deepened within our souls. The very holy priest once said, "Perfect faith leads the just man to always base his decisions not on human, but on supernatural motives." So this week, let's strive to perfect the virtue of faith that resides within us, so that all that we think, all that we do, and all that we say may come from God. Amen.